Let's turn to the book of Mark in the New Covenant Scriptures, the New Testament, Mark chapter 4, focusing once again on who is Yeshua. Yeshua is the most important man who ever lived. The most important man who ever lived brought the world the most important message ever proclaimed. A message that must be believed for human beings who are alienated from their Creator to be reconciled to God and live forever. Everything that Messiah did, everything he said, every interaction with others that has been recorded for us in this divinely inspired book of Mark is extremely important. We want to understand as much as we possibly can about the most important man and his most important message. Messiah was doing miracles of healing among the Jewish people, proving he is the healer of sick, dying humanity. He was casting out demons, demonstrating that he is the long-awaited seed of the woman who would crush the head of the satanic serpent and repair the horrific damage that originated in Eden. He was also teaching the Jewish people many great truths. Rabbi Yeshua was a master teacher. He used various methods to teach. One method was teaching in parables. Messiah used parables when speaking to a mixed group made up of those who were willing to receive the truths he taught and those who were not willing to receive the truths he taught. The parable of the four seeds. This teaches us that God wants human beings to know the truth that can save them from the real and ruinous forces of Satan and the demons, sin and the sin nature, death and hell. But not everyone will respond to the truth when they hear it. And not all of those who do respond will endure to the end and become what God wants them to become. Mark chapter 4. Again, Yeshua began to teach by the lake. He's in the north, in Galilee. He's on the western side of the Kinneret. And he was hugely popular among most ordinary Jewish people. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil, but it sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Then Yeshua said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. These parables are designed to teach us how the kingdom of God operates. The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. The kingdom of God is real. God is real. God the Father is the high king of this kingdom. And King Messiah is the son of the high king. The high king and his son, King Yeshua, are ruling the universe and are also active here on earth. Although the Father and the Son are not entirely ruling this planet, because Satan is the god of this world. And he and his fallen angels control much of what happens here in their dark kingdom. The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. These parables help us understand what God is doing in this fallen world and why he is doing what he is doing. So if you want to understand how God is working in this world and why he is doing what he is doing, what his goals are, so that you can align your ways with his ways and your thoughts with his thoughts so that your life will be truly successful, then you need to commit yourself to God the Father, the High King, and to his Son, King Yeshua, and to the truth that Yeshua is teaching us. The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. Speaking about those who follow Yeshua. By teaching in parables, Messiah was able to teach those committed to him and committed to learning from him, but at the same time, not throw pearls before swine. Those not committed to him and not committed to receive the truth from him. He did this so those who were loyal to him and sought the truth would be given more, but those not loyal to him and weren't interested in learning the truth from him would not be given more. He did this for two reasons. One, because giving truth to someone who is committed not to receive the truth harms the rejecter of truth. The person who rejects the truth digs himself ever deeper into the deadly hole of error. And that's not a good thing, to dig yourself deeper and deeper into the hole of error. Two, because a commitment to unbelief, a commitment to reject truth, is a sin that must be punished, which is what the quote from Isaiah means, that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they may turn and be forgiven. You don't want to be punished with additional spiritual blindness because you are committed to rejecting the truth. You want to lose everything? You want to die in a state of unforgiveness? Just continue ignoring God the Father, Messiah the Son, and the truths they have communicated to humanity. Now for the interpretation of the parable of the four seeds that should be understood and acted on by all true Christians and Messianic Jews. How does the kingdom of God work? What is God doing in this Satan-controlled world? Then Yeshua said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them." Satan and the demons are real, and they hate human beings. And they try to prevent people from hearing and acting on the good news. In various ways, they will try to prevent people from hearing the good news. And if someone does hear the good news, they try to get that person to ignore the good news, reject it, be distracted by something else so that they do not act on the good news. That happens all the time. Seed is sown, the good news is proclaimed, and the truth is ignored, taken away. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word, and at once they receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. So others will initially receive the good news with enthusiasm, with joy, but they quickly fall away when trouble or persecution comes directed at them, and it will come. Therefore, Christians and Messianic Jews must expect trouble and persecution. And we must mentally and spiritually gear ourselves up to endure the trouble and persecution when it is directed to us. Still others, Yeshua continued, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful, non-productive. Others will accept the message, but get seduced by the world, a worldly lifestyle, materialism, other things. The result is that their lives do not produce anything useful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. Those who hear the good news and respond and stay focused on God and serving God will produce an abundant harvest, 30, 60, 100 times greater than what was planted. Their lives will produce amazing results. Who is Yeshua? Someone who wants human beings to hear the truth and to act on the good news and remain faithful to the truth despite trouble, despite persecution, despite the allures of the world, and endure to the end. If they do, they will have an amazingly productive, successful life and live forever. Messiah does not want us to be among those who reject the good news, those who act on the good news only to fall away because of persecution or trouble, or be among those who act on the truth but get distracted by other things so that their lives are not successful. Yeshua is someone who wants us to be part of that spiritually productive group. And if we aren't, he wants us to make the changes necessary so that we do become part of that blessed remnant. And Yeshua is someone who wants us to be sowers of gospel seeds to those around us. He wants us to proclaim the good news that can save people to those around us, starting with the Jewish people first, but also to the peoples of the nations. The first parable, the parable of the four seeds. The parable of the lamp. Yeshua said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or under a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand. For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed. And whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. Humanity is in darkness, very deep, profound spiritual darkness. Our thinking is chaotic and confused. We are confused about the most basic things. We are confused about the reality of the three-in-one God, the demonic kingdom in which we live, the fallen nature we have. We're confused about the day of judgment and the future that awaits the wicked in Gehenna, in hell. Humanity is confused about the Bible, the Old and New Testaments being the divinely inspired Word of God, about the only way of salvation by transferring our loyalties to the Father, Son, and Spirit. Humanity is in deep spiritual darkness. God is light. He's pure truth, pure goodness, pure love. Because He loves us, in many ways, He is shining light into our darkness, helping us understand these realities and giving us the truth that can save us. When His light shines on us and we discover the truth that sets us free from the darkness, the Lord wants us to help Him reveal the truth to everyone around us. He does not want us to be ashamed of the truth or act like a coward by remaining silent, by hiding our light under a bed or putting it under a bowl. Who is Yeshua? He's someone who does not want us to hide our light. He wants us to be bold, courageous tellers of the truth. If anyone has ears to hear, he continued, let them hear. Consider carefully what you hear, he continued. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. If you act on the truth when it is revealed to you, the God who is truth and who loves the truth will bless you. And you will be given more truth. But if you don't listen to the truth, if you listen to those who are twisting the truth, if you listen to false teachers, false religions, erroneous ideologies, then the little truth you may know will be taken from you and you will wind up with nothing. You will become like chaff, the outer husk of a grain of wheat, lightweight, insubstantial, lacking worth, lacking value, chaff, which is so easily blown away by the wind. Who is Yeshua? Someone who wants us to be faithful to the truth by recognizing it, by acting on it, by declaring it to others, which will lead us to greater and greater understanding. Yeshua is someone who does not want us to reject the truth or listen to those who twist the truth, which leads to diminished understanding and eventual loss of life. The parable of the seed. He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. This parable tells us that God and Christians and Messianic Jews are to work together in the great mission to redeem human beings. God has His job to do, and we have our job to do. Our responsibility is to tell people the truth, to proclaim the good news. When we fulfill our responsibility, the Lord will also be at work, taking the truth that we have communicated and helping it make an impact in the lives of those He is drawing to Himself. He will bring more truth into people's lives. He will bring others into their lives to declare the truth to them. He will create circumstances that will help them be more receptive to the truth. Just as the man who plants seed but doesn't understand all the complicated biological, chemical, physical processes that are involved in the development of seed to mature plant, as we speak the truth, we will not always know how people are responding or how God is working in them. Therefore, we are not to be discouraged if we don't see immediate results. We are to sow seeds of truth anyway. We are to proclaim the truth and understand that God will be at work, whether we see it or not, whether we understand it or not, causing the truth we proclaim to grow in people's lives. Who is Yeshua? Someone who knows that the good news is powerful, and it will be nurtured by God in people. And over time, gospel truth will produce the desired results in chosen human beings. So Yeshua is someone who wants us to keep on preaching the truth and not get discouraged, not give up, because we know that God is at work when we're planting seeds, nurturing conditions so that eventually it will produce the desired results. The parable of the mustard seed. Again, Yeshua said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." What is the kingdom of God like? How is God working in this world? The way God is working in this world is similar to a mustard seed, which starts off very small, but ends in a big way. God's kingdom will start very small, with a Jewish carpenter turned rabbi who rejected by the majority of his people, and while dying on the cross, was abandoned by most of his disciples. Yet from that small, humble beginning, God's dominion over human beings will grow and grow and grow until Messiah reigns over all of humanity, over the world, over the universe, forever. So who is Yeshua? Someone who does not want you to feel small, or that your life is small and insignificant. He is someone who does not want you to feel that his community is not as impressive as governments or other big institutions in this world, and is therefore not important. Yeshua wants you to be encouraged because you understand that small, humble beginnings, which are birthed by God and which remain loyal to God, will have amazingly successful and important endings. With many similar parables, Yeshua spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. Yeshua is someone who wants you to be one of his disciples, so that you will be able to understand everything you need to understand. Now Mark transitions from Yeshua's parables to a powerful incident which reveals that Yeshua is very, very special. That day, when evening came, the same day Yeshua had been in a boat on the western side of the Kinneret teaching the crowds by means of these parables, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side, the eastern shore of the Kinneret, some 5 or 6 miles away." Leaving the crowd behind, they took Yeshua along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Yeshua was in the stern, in the rear of the boat, sleeping on a cushion. This was a long day for Yeshua. He had been teaching, and teaching can be very tiring. He must have been very tired to sleep through this raging storm. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Rabbi, don't you care if we drown?" The disciples were afraid that they were in imminent danger of drowning in the lake, and their rabbi didn't care. But he did care. He got up, he rebuked the wind, he said to the waves, "Sheket, quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Who is Yeshua? Someone who is able to speak to the wind and the waves, and these powerful forces of nature obey, because he is the Lord of nature. He is greater than the forces of nature. Who is Yeshua? He's the same one whom Psalm 89 describes. "You, God, rule the swelling of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them." Neither Buddha, nor Muhammad, nor the greatest scientist, philosopher, or politician ever calmed a raging storm like this. But Yeshua did, because he is God. Who is Yeshua? someone who cares for us. Even though his disciples thought he did not care about their dire situation, he did care. You remember that the next time you are in a raging storm and feel that you are in danger of dying. Yeshua does know. He is aware. He does care. And he has the power, if it's his will, to still your storm. Who is Yeshua? Someone who had faith. He trusted in God and God's will. He had confidence in God and in God's plan, which is why he was not afraid that he or his disciples would die in this storm. He knew he was the Messiah. He knew that God had a great plan for his life. He knew that he would die in Jerusalem to atone for the sins of the world and would not drown in a boating accident on the Kinneret. He knew that. He knew that God had a plan for his life and the lives of his specially chosen disciples, and they would not die a moment too soon or in the wrong place or in the wrong way. Yeshua believed that, which is why he had no fear. And he expected his disciples to have that same kind of faith. And he expects us to have that same kind of faith. And if the disciples had that kind of faith, they would not have been afraid. And neither will we, no matter how much the winds and waves are threatening to drown us. We can have peace in the middle of the storms of life, just as Yeshua did. Who is Yeshua? He is a great rabbi. He is a master teacher who taught using parables, which enabled those committed to the truth to understand, but those not committed to the truth to remain in ignorance. He is someone who wants his followers to understand how the kingdom of God operates, what God is doing in this fallen world, why he is doing what he is doing, so that we can line up our ways and thoughts with God's ways and thoughts so that our lives will be successful. Yeshua is someone who wants human beings to hear the truth, act on the truth, remain faithful to the truth, and endure to the end. If they do, they will have amazingly productive lives and live forever. Yeshua is someone who wants us to be sowers of gospel seeds of truth, proclaim the good news to those around us. Yeshua is someone who does not want us to hide our light. He wants us to be bold, courageous tellers of the truth. Yeshua is someone who wants us to be faithful to the truth by recognizing it, acting on it, declaring it to others, which will lead us to greater and greater understanding. Yeshua is someone who knows that the good news, when proclaimed, is powerful and nurtured by God, and over time will produce the desired results in chosen human beings. Yeshua is someone who wants you to understand that your life and Messiah's community are not small and insignificant and unimportant, because humble beginnings that are birthed by God and remain loyal to God will have amazingly successful endings. Yeshua is someone who is able to speak to the wind and the waves, and these powerful forces of nature obey him because he is greater than the forces of nature. And Yeshua is someone who is aware of us and cares for us when we are in our dangerous storms, and has the power to still our storms. Yeshua is someone who had faith in God and God's will and God's plan for himself and for his disciples, which is why he was not afraid that he or his disciples would die in this storm. And he expects us to have that same kind of faith so that we can have peace in the midst of the storms of life. May God enable Yeshua to be all these things to us, and may we respond faithfully to all that he is and become all that we should be. Amen. Thank you.